Hello, everybody. Welcome to the MTG Place podcast. I'm your host, Corey, and with me today is Josh. How's it going, Josh?
It's going very well. Very well.
Before we jump into it today, I want to plug a couple ways you can support us. First way is on the TCG Player affiliate link. You can find that on our website or in the show notes. The website is mtgplace.net. Click that link. Let them know we sent you over there. Help support the show. Second way is directly on Patreon. So you can go to patreon.com/mtgplace, or you can find a link on our website. You can sign up for different tier levels, lots of cool stuff. You can hang out in the Discord, play Magic games with us, all sorts of cool things there. Today we're going to do some Vintage Cube, but we got Josh today instead of James. So talk about yourself a little bit, Josh.
Hey, I'm Josh. I've been in the TCG realm since I was young. Started off with Pokemon, of course, then Yu-Gi-Oh! Came out. That was the new hottest thing. And then, you know, eventually matured to Magic and been Magic ever since.
What was your first set in Magic?
Alara Block I was playing in. That was
okay. That was a fun set.
Yeah, I love five colors. Dude, that five-colored elemental, 8/8. The best with Knight of New Alara, buff him up, another +5/+5, unstoppable. Yep.
What's your favorite card?
Favorite card ever in Magic is probably Earthcraft. I'm a combo type person, and just turning your creatures into lands is perfect.
Does that mean your favorite color is green or what?
We could say green. Yeah. Yeah, they kind of have everything, so why not be green?
Yeah, green's got everything.
A little bit of everything.
So you've been streaming a lot, playing a lot of Vintage Cube.
I have.
So people that don't know, what is the Vintage Cube?
Vintage Cube is a curated list of, like, probably I would say, like, a museum of all-star cards. Just, like, the best cards ever printed in Magic. And they're formed in a cube, so you're able to, like, draft it out and play with those cards.
Cool, cool. So we're going to talk about some tips for drafting the cube here and some archetypes. First off, what tips you got?
Just know your lane, I guess. Know what type of deck you're trying to do. Try to build that type of deck, not just, hey, this is a good card. I'm probably just going to get the good card. Because then you'll just end up with, like, a pile of stuff that doesn't work.
Yeah. So that's, like, what I have on here. I have synergies matter. So, like, that's where
you're
going to want cards that synergize together, not just... Because every card in the cube is good, right?
Oh,
so it really doesn't matter.
Yeah. For sure.
And then, obviously, dual lands matter and non-basic lands. Like, you know, you can get the Strip Mine Caracas, or you can get... You know, a dual lands to play multiple colors.
Right. Yeah. Fixing is really, really key. I know picking lands isn't, like, the sexiest thing to do, but it really helps out being able to play your spells.
And then, you know, just knowing some combo cards, like, obviously, it's Splinter Twins in there, and then the Brain Freeze combo and all that jazz.
Yep. Those combos, or even just, you know, knowing your Reanimator, that's, I'd say, a combo too. It's just knowing what cards work very well together in those synergies.
Yeah, so I found a list online of archetypes. I don't know if this is accurate for the new one, if they're in the best order, but these are all still archetypes in the cube. Don't know if it's necessarily the best or the worst anymore. But Is It Tempo was one of them. So, I mean, that's just blue-red spells matters, basically.
Yeah. Definitely blue has the strongest spells. I mean, if you get your Ancestral Recall or your counter spells are always just fun. Always good.
Right. You got Time Walk and all the burn spells and all that.
Yep.
Then you got Mono White Aggro. Mono White has been super good. Like Solitude kicks ass.
Yes. Solitude is good. They just put in the new initiative guy. Forget his name.
Yeah, he's really good.
White Plume Adventurer. Yeah, that
just like I heard that just wins the game like on the spot.
Usually, it just does way too much for one Magic card. You'll eventually grind them out and win. Mono white's really good too because it seems like nobody likes to draft it either, so you'll see a lot of those cards just kind of wheel. You are hoping on getting those one drops a bunch, but yeah, if you get a couple one drops, three or four of them, you're solid.
Yeah, I mean, plus you got what Stoneforge and Thalia yep. and all that, so you can play like that kind of a deck.
More equipment. I would say Mox Pearl is really important in those types of decks, or like Black Lotus, of course. Mox and Black Lotus, any Power 9 is good in any deck, but if you got in Mono White, you're off to the races.
Yeah, and then you mentioned Reanimator. What are the key cards for that?
Definitely Entomb is the best card for Reanimator, for sure. But you just want your big fatties. They don't even have to be in like Mono Black Reanimator. You can just have any color giant creature. Like the new Atraxa has been pretty good for that. That makes you able to draw cards. It kind of acts like a Gristlebrand, 7/7 flying lifelink. But any of those reanimate spells, if you know the classic ones, reanimate, some of them have instant speed, and you want to look out for those, because then you can reanimate, you know, your giant Eldrazis, those ones that shuffle into your deck as soon as they hit the graveyard. Those do have a trigger, so you can respond to them with an instant speed reanimate spell. Get those out. Notably, Blightsteel Colossus is a replacement effect, so that will never hit the graveyard. Just want to watch out for that one specifically, I guess.
Yeah, it's a little weird. But you know how cards are worded. So, and then you need some sort of discard outlet, right? So you need yes. like black, blue, or black, red.
Yeah. Yeah, blue has some discard outlets. Black does have a lot of discard outlets on itself. I mean, black, red, I guess, would be your main color, because with red, you got like Faithless Looting, and then you got the gold card. Culligan's Command is huge. But Mono Black itself has tons of discard outlets. I mean, you can even Thoughtseize yourself if you really
need to. Yeah, that's true. You can Thoughtseize or Cabal Therapy yourself, or the Una's Prowler or whatever.
Yep, Prowler. Yep.
Next up, I have Storm on the list. That's, I mean, obviously there's the Brain Freeze LED Underworld Breach shenanigans.
Yes.
But just playing a lot of stuff and then hitting a Brain Freeze or a Tendrils works too.
Yep. But like Underworld Breach has just been the best card in all of Cube. It's just Yawgmoth's Will, but almost better in some ways. But you just need some sort of like net game mana. Like Lotus Petal will work coming out of your graveyard for that. Turnabout is another great one for Underworld Breach. But if you get Black Lotus, it's a better LED. anyway, any of them that like sack goes back to the graveyard to be able to recast with Breach is just so good.
Yeah, that's crazy. And the Storm is one of those decks too where you're like, okay, I'm cantripping. Oh, my count's up to like 10. Can I just win now?
Mm-hmm. One of my favorite combos now that Bolas's Citadel is in, you also combo that with Sensei's Divining Top. And you put top on top of your deck, cast it from Bolas's Citadel, just paying one life, and just keep looping that. Each one's a storm count. You'll eventually hit like Tendrils or something. Oh, so good. I think Displacer Kitten has also been kind of fun in those storm decks in a way. If you just got like some sort of rock that can tap for more than what it's given, like a Soul Ring or a Mana Vault or something like that, you play a spell, you bring that back to your hand, you play it again, and you just keep bouncing that Soul Ring or whatever and netting more and more mana. It's been fun.
Same with the Paradoxical Outcome. You can just bounce all your rocks.
Ooh, again. That has been a good one too. Yes. Love Paradoxical Outcome.
All right. And then speaking of that, we got the next one is Artifacts Matter. It's the next archetype in there. So that's like you're playing Urza and Metalworker and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Mishra's Workshop.
huge is Urza's Saga, the land.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Powerhouse. I just love all of those. I call them Constructs. I think they're Constructs or something, but gosh, they get +1/+1 for each artifact you have in play. They just put in the new Karn Planeswalker that has the -2 ability, make a construct. super fun to get just tons of mana on turn like three.
Yeah, I know. I played that one time, and I was just like, "Okay, turn three, I got like 10 mana. Let me just, let me just jam out like an Eldrazi or something." Like,
insane, insane. Yeah.
Then it has mono green or Simic Ramp on here. I don't know if you've played a ton of mono green or not.
Yeah, I'd say it's definitely weaker over the years have gone by, but it's still a deck. It's still great. You want those mana dorks. You want Rathalos. Just ways to generate a lot of mana and then play out, you know, the classic Craterhoof Behemoth is like the main win con. Primetime is pretty good still. A big card for there is you definitely want Natural Order, the 4-mana sack a green creature, get a green guy out. That's been huge.
And you could be like, you know, mana dork, Craterhoof, win.
Yeah, yeah. There's also like the hermits that spew out a bunch of squirrels that are better than Hornet Queen just because they cost less. But being able to amass a bunch of creatures and Craterhoof for the win, it's pretty huge. If you're dipping into Simic, definitely a big card for there is Upheaval. If you got a lot of like mana dorks or something, if you can reset an opponent's board, just float a couple mana yourself while you reset, play your mana dorks, you'll be so far ahead from a lot of matchups you got.
Yeah, and is Koma in the cube?
Koma is in the cube, yes.
Yeah, so Koma would be pretty good in Synod, mm-hmm. too, just because you control the game.
Although it might be
more of a control deck. But.
Yeah, it does spit out a lot of creatures, though, which is great. And I think if you're dipping into blue when you're doing those mono green types decks, Opposition is just the card. Oh, man. Just being able to tap down your opponent's lands every single turn if you're up on creatures, it's so good. I've almost played mono green just splashing Opposition, even though it has just two blue pips. My one and only blue card.
Well, if two of your dorks are like, you know, Birds of Paradise or something, they have any
Noble card. Hierarch is a big one. Yep. And there's also like Channel in green. I guess that's more of a combo-y type thing, but Channel has been always an all-star. You grab your Eldrazis and stuff. There's a card called Pest Infestation now into the cube that you can also channel into. Just make a bunch of tokens. Recently just put in Time of Need as well, which is a tutor for your Eldrazis. You know, that with Channel, it creates that consistency, which is very good.
Then let's see, next they got green and any color. This is green based mid range decks, basically. So you can do like green, white, green, red.
Yeah, definitely. I guess another combo inside your green decks is it's Fast Pond. You want that in your like Simic Upheaval decks, but the main thing people play Fast Pond for is if you have like what is that? Being able to play your lands from your graveyard. There's Ramunap Excavator and Crucible of Worlds is the card I'm looking for. That, and then you combo it off with a Strip Mine. So you just keep playing that Strip Mine, destroy all of your opponent's lands, and you're off to the race. Yeah,
that works if you got the red in there too with the Ren. You can just keep playing
Strip
Mine from the grave too.
Yep, that's more of every turn instead of just all at once.
Right.
They just recently put back in Zeron Orb. It's a weird zero mana artifact where it says zero or activate, sacrifice a land, gain 2 life. So if you have your Crucible out and your Fast Bond out, you play a land from your graveyard, you lose 1 life since it's an extra land of your Fast Bond, sacrifice it to Zeron Orb, gain 2. Play your land again, lose 1, sack it, gain 2. Just keep looping that, and you'll have infinite life, and you'll be pretty good for the rest of the game.
Infinite life seems good.
Yeah. And pretty hilarious.
Yeah, I haven't played a ton of Golgari or Selesnya decks, though.
Yeah, I would say Selesnya is probably the worst. I've really ever seen that. Golgari just kind of means you have Minskin Boo. And You're going to go hard with Minsk and Boo.
And then we got, let's see, blue base decks for mid range. So your blue white, blue black, blue green.
Yeah, blue's just a strong color. If you have blue in your deck, you're probably not wrong. yeah.
There's also, you know, your five card color shenanigans. I don't know how much fixing. There's pretty quite a bit of fixing in cube, so.
Yeah. Yeah, if you just definitely have to draft those lands and then make sure you have enough playables. Because if you're drafting lands, you can end up just having to play every single card you ever drafted.
Mm-hmm. Any other decks that you've been playing on MTGO that seem cool?
We definitely missed Mono Red. That's a staple in all of it, but that's just pure burn. You know, have your Goblin Guides, have your turn one, turn two, turn three spells. Hopefully burn out your opponent. Let's see. Nothing else that is really different I can think of at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you could play a control deck in any color too and stuff. And there's not really any tribal synergies that much, is there, other than like elves?
No, I don't even think elves is a thing anymore. It's just,
yeah, it's just crater hoof.
Crater hoof, yeah, getting off your big creatures. I guess I want to say for your artifact decks, some big spells are like your Armageddon or Ravages of War, destroy all lands, or your Balance is huge. Balance is a big card that's very powerful in the cube. Each player chooses a number of lands he controls, equal to the number of lands controlled by the fewer player chooses the fewest, and then sacrifices the rest. Players also discard cards and sacrifice creatures the same way. But notably, it doesn't say artifacts, and it doesn't say planeswalkers.
Yeah, I was playing in the cube the other day. I had someone turn two. I had like six cards in hand and nothing else but two lands.
Yep.
They ramped out a bunch of artifacts, had one card left in hand, and they played balance, and then I downed one card in my hand.
Yeah, that card is nuts.
It's like, great, I got one card and two lands, and you got a board full of rocks.
Yeah, yeah. Very, very good. I highly take planeswalkers too, and if I'm just doing like almost a super friends deck, I take balance. You know, it's just that nuts. It's almost as backbreaking as Mind Twist. Mind Twist has been in the cube for a long time, but if you can just ramp out Mind Twist, play it, and have your opponent discard their full hand, it's very hard to lose from there.
Yeah, I've also seen Minsk and Boo's another one. You just win the game. Well, we talked about
Minsk. Yes.
What was another one? I don't know. I highly pick Sol Ring and all the power, honestly.
I would say that's almost the best card. It's definitely my top pick, probably over Black Lotus, to be honest. I mean, any of the power. Sol Ring is just so good.
I think I would choose Moxes over the Sol Ring, but just because they're colored. But I don't know. That's just
me. It's tough. Close. It depends on the deck, but yes. Yes. Mox are very good.
Especially like pick one. I would pick, you know, power over it, because if you're, there's a little bit higher chance of you to wheel a Sol Ring than a piece of power. Even though it's probably gone anyway.
There should be no way. I guess if it is the green Mox, I probably would take Sol Ring over it. Because if you're running green, you know, you have mana dorks kind of just for that. Green doesn't really need it. But when you take Mox Emerald, the green one, you can run it in any deck. You don't have to be green. Probably even better in other decks than green. But yeah, if it was like Mox Pearl or Mox Ruby, I would pick probably that over.
Yeah, I mean, you're playing any off-color Mox in every deck, so it's like, it doesn't really matter. Like, because either way, it's like, you could think of it as zero tap, add a colorless. Like, it's still good.
For sure. Well, yeah. They're just nuts. We're talking about the cream of the crop right now.
Yeah. What card you've been drafted? Did you been drafting the most?
The most I've been really trying to get that fast bond combo off, and it hasn't been working out for me the best. But recently, I have been just kind of forcing Storm. I've been having the most fun with Storm. It's kind of always being like, okay, I'm going to play Storm today. But that's kind of the beauty with this whole cube, is that, I mean, yes, it's almost ideal to pick like the best cards, but I almost say it's like whatever you're kind of feeling for the day is what you can draft. Like, right. All the cards are good, and if you just can see them, you could probably draft and make a good deck out of it.
Yeah, I usually just tend to be like, all right, what cards do I want to, do I like over the other cards? Like,
you know, right, yeah.
Like, you know, if it comes up and it's like, okay, I could pick Ugin or this like mediocre white card, I'm gonna be like, well, I want to play Ugin. Like, even though I might not play on the deck, I just like Ugin. But, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like that the cube, you definitely can play basically whatever you want, as long as you have some sort of functioning synergy. Like, just a pile of cards is usually no good. But
true, true. Yep, yep. Just try to figure out the synergy in the lane. Yeah. And also trying to, like, you don't have to be, like, on top of what's wheeling and what's not, but knowing what cards are being cut, like, if you get your pack 7 and you see no blue cards, you should probably, good sign, be like, probably not going to be any blue cards coming to me. Any good ones.
Right, yeah. Just like, okay, so, you know, or if you get a pack, you know, pick 7 and it's, like, all red cards, you're like, okay, red's probably open.
Yeah, time to pivot.
Or you get past, like, a late, you know, really good card of a color. Mm-hmm. That color's probably open.
Mm-hmm. Yep, just knowing when the right picks is kind of key.
The weird thing about the vintage, the online cube, is, like, you can't really, like, hate draft because everyone's drafting from different things that you play together. So it's just like, well, I can't hate draft this because I still see it.
Yeah. 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 It's a little bit weird about Magic Online. Don't really like, but we do play in person, which you just got to know which form you're playing. Hate drafting is a big thing if you're playing in person. Very important, but online, almost, yeah, it just doesn't work.
How did playing Storm on Magic Online work? Like, I always hate that you have to press OK a million times, even more so when you play Storm.
Yeah, yeah. You can right-click on stuff and just hit auto-yield to them, which you just got to learn the right ways. But yes, hitting OK every single time, I feel bad for my opponent. I recently just had a guy comment, as soon as I was storming off, he's just like, this is like watching someone play with themselves. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, that was the other day I was playing just like a jank deck. I think it was green, blue, red. And I had the LED brain freeze.
Breach
combo there, but it was like base green deck. And I was splashing for that combo. Weird. And then like I drew the combo in my opening hand one game and I just played it out, and they immediately scooped, went to the next game. They're just like, all
yeah,
right. Yeah. They knew it was on the wall, you know?
Yeah. Oh, and they should, because, you know, you did have it by then, but having to play out a combo is kind of tough. I hope my opponent just kind of sees it and is like, okay, all right, you got me.
That's kind of the same thing in real life. I'm just like, okay, well, walk me through the loop one time so I know how it works, and then, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Especially when you infinite loop like mana or something. It's like, okay, I got infinite mana because I could do this infinite times.
So. Yep. The fast bond Zurarb orb I was talking about for that infinite life combo. That's a pain to click through if your opponent doesn't know what you're doing.
Oh, yeah. You're sitting there like, they're just letting you waste your timer to gain like 15
life or whatever. Like, please, I need my timer.
All right, well, that's all. You have anything else on cube?
No, I'm just happy that there's a new person changing the cube. I forget his name, but
Yeah, I really Ryan Spain.
Yeah, I really like him.
He used to stream on Limited Resources at the beginning, and then he was with Going Optimal, and now he works for Daybreak. So
yeah. He has really shooken up, I think, the meta a bit, and I've almost loved almost every single thing he's chosen. And he says he's very open to criticism. And what happened is that the league was supposed to end about a week ago, but he kind of like listened to our criticism and changed 10 cards at the end and extended this queue for another week. And those 10 changes were like the best.
Yeah.
Tons of fun.
Yeah, and he said he takes like basically all of his. If you're in the Magic Online Discord, he'll take. You can at Ryan Spain. He'll take your feedback. You know, if it's legit, like obviously, don't just say you suck.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, like be like, hey, I would play this card because X Y Z, or why did you take this card out because of X Y Z? You know,
some constructive.
Don't be like a hater.
I think one thing someone said to him was like, "Oh, show and tell's not in the cube. Not playing anymore. Lol."
Yeah, and it's like, okay, well, why don't you, like, you only play show and tell decks? Like, you could what if it you didn't get past it? Like,
yeah, that was definitely a trap card. I'm glad show and tell is gone. It's like, watch out for those types of cards, like Eureka. The first time you read that card, it's like, oh man, I'm going to throw out my Eldrazi's and stuff. But usually your opponent's holding on to like something good. I'd call that kind of a trap.
Yeah, I'd only play like Show and Tell Eureka if I knew I had the best of the best.
Yeah.
Like, Eureka, I would want like, okay, I got like five bombs in my hand. They're going to have maybe one. Like,
yeah, yeah. Say so also like another kind of trap card, Bizarre Baghdad is, it's good in your like reanimator decks, but trying to like slam that every single turn, you're net downing a card yourself, and
it's not working. I personally do not like that card whatsoever unless you're playing Dredge.
Yeah, so, Dredge. Okay,
I don't even know if that's still a viable thing in the cube. It used to be, but
not in the cube this iteration.
Because I was like, that's where you see it in Vintage, is in like Manless Dredge, or you know, just or Dredge. You know, and you dredge out, and then it's like, well, you can play all your shit from the graveyard, like so. You're not going to want to play Bizarre Baghdad unless you have a really graveyard-based deck.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, even Reanimator, you might play it just for a discard outlet, but it's like, there's better discard outlets.
Right. Yeah.
So.
Yep.
Same with, like, was it the Enchantment Land? I feel like you have to have a lot of enchantments to make that work. Thank you. The one that adds white for every enchantment.
Yep. Sarah Sanctum.
Like the Cradle and the blue one, the artifact one, are easy.
Flaring Academy.
Yeah.
Those are always nuts. Always nuts. Say, even like Mishra's Workshop is like super good for those right type of deck. You got to be the artifact deck, but still. Very, very good.
Notice the Thespian Stage Lands combo.
Yeah, we didn't really talk about that. Dark Depths, very, very good. It's got the black chick that sacrifices herself, remove all counters.
Hexmage?
Yes, Vampire Hexmage. Yep, Dark Depths combo. I mean, black's got tutors too to like help search that out. Super good. I guess we didn't talk about Tinker too as well. That's kind of a deck.
Oh yeah, Tinker.
Very, just, very good.
Something get my best thing.
Yeah, yep.
That's where you're gonna want like a Blade Steel or a Dark Steel or something.
Yes.
Because you can't hit Eldrazi with that because they're colorless but not artifacts. So.
Yep. There's also the full round of Signets in there. I love Signets just personally, and they're very good in this sort of cube, like. They just help you ramp. They're nothing like else that can ever do anything like it. I mean, if you're playing green, you got your dorks, but that's about it.
Yeah, the Signets also help a lot, too, if you're playing, like, if you're splashing a color and you need double of something.
Yes.
Or, like, that color combo.
Yes. Or, like I said, just my mono green deck that splashes opposition. You know, you want the blue Signet.
Yep.
Let's see.
All right. Well, what's your streamer thing? If people want to watch you play some Vintage Cube or check out some of your last couple weeks videos, if they're up there.
Right. Savage Hunter 77, no spaces, just pure Savage Hunter 77. Check me out on Twitch, and hopefully we make some. I'll be coming onto your channel for some YouTube content as well.
Yeah.
Eventually, we'll post those up. But yeah, just happy that Vintage Cube is back, baby. Always fun.
When does it end?
Ends tomorrow.
Oh, okay. So it's almost over now. But
yeah, ends on Wednesday. So,
but it'll be back. It'll be back. Every couple months or whatever.
Yep, it's usually four times a year, and I think the new guy was just even saying that it might be like a big mainstay, so it might be even toying around with coming back even more. I'm sure they get a lot of traffic. I just saw like over 4,000 people playing at once, and that's a lot for MPGO.
Yeah, that's their biggest draw for sure. Like, people will stop playing the standard draft on Arena and go play Vintage Cube.
Oh, for sure.
They do have the Tinkerer's Cube on Arena, which is like the every card in the game that's legal on there, and they just make a cube out of it. That's kind of fun. I'll play that sometimes too.
Okay, yeah, I haven't looked into that. That sounds pretty similar. It's just like
the museum. Yeah, it just doesn't have like the power and stuff. It's just what's in the game.
Yeah, the all-stars, I like to call it, the museum of...
I think they call it the Tinkerer's Cube, yeah.
Spirit, is Tinker in it?
I don't think Tinker is in it.
Seems silly to me.
I think it's supposed to be like, you know, they're tinkering with what cards are in it or something.
Sure.
But I don't know. That's always fun there, too, because they mess with that. I play that. But Vintage Cube is definitely better. So, like, I play that when that's available.
Yeah. So fun. So fun.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. We will catch you next time.